Welcome to Strategy Saturday. I'm Charles Crillo, and today we're going to be discussing strategies for transitioning from renter to real estate investor. Transitioning from renter to real estate investor requires planning, financial management, and a strategic approach. Over the years, I've spoken to many renters who wish to become real estate investors, and I want to outline some strategies that I've suggested to others while also utilizing myself. Number one is set clear goals. Now, these goals can be financial, but most importantly, identify what you're really trying to accomplish. If you want to house hack a property, maybe your goal is to purchase a 3-4 unit property in a certain area to both live in and rent out in the next 12 months. Two is educate yourself on different real estate investing strategies and ultimately select the one that you feel will best help you achieve your goals. There are many real estate investment strategies out there, but depending on your goals, you must narrow this down to one strategy you can now focus on. I would not overcomplicate this. Some new real estate investors focus on overly complex strategies where you're really just trying to purchase your first property and learn the business. Three is evaluate and improve your personal finances. No matter your financial situation, pull a credit report on yourself and list out all of your bank accounts, balances, and other assets you may own. List any debts you owe and cross-reference that with your credit report, ensuring you are not missing any accounts, debts, or liabilities. Clear up any debts that may drag down your credit report. Paying off any credit card debt is a must, and it will dramatically increase your score. When I purchased my first couple of properties, I had student loan debt, but I had no credit card debt and no car loans. Now, once your debts have been paid off, how much money is available for a down payment on a property, closing costs, repairs, a reserve fund? I would open a separate savings account that you can add to this regularly that will be used specifically for buying property. Create a budget that you can stick to. A budget will assist you with paying off debt and saving money to invest. The budget will list all of your living expenses and how much you can save while showing you where you can temporarily cut back to save more or pay off more debt. Four, once your personal finances are in order, I would speak to a mortgage broker and tell them what you are trying to do. They will review your personal finances with you and tell you what you need to do to be approved for a mortgage, along with how much property you can afford. If this is your first property and it's going to be 100% investment property, meaning you will not be living there, you want to make sure you are speaking with a mortgage broker that focuses on investment properties and financing them. If you will be living the property, ask the mortgage broker about all possible programs offered for first-time homebuyers in your market. I would also do some research yourself beforehand and then ask them about what you have found. Five is start researching properties in your target market. Analyze deals, drive the markets, and properties to gain more insight. And start interviewing real estate agents and find one you can work with. Get some insurance quotes on properties you are reviewing and track the current mortgage rate so you have an idea of your expenses on the new property. Also, speak to the tax assessor and ask them how to calculate the new property taxes on property after it's purchased. Remember that you need money for the down payment, closing costs, a reserve, and any repairs that will be required on the property. I would highly suggest that the new property owners purchase a property with little to no deferred maintenance. It will limit the amount of money you need to set aside while making the process of purchasing a property and renting out a whole lot easier. Now, one of the best strategies for becoming a real estate investing is house hacking, a strategy I used to get started. In short, the strategy involves purchasing a 2-4 unit property, usually as a first-time homebuyer, living in one unit and renting out the others. It is one of the easiest ways to become a landlord, and I explain the strategy in more depth in episodes SS41 and SS159. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, submit comments and potential show topics at globalinvestorspodcast.com. If you're interested in actively investing in real estate, please check out our courses and mentoring programs at syndicationsuperstars.com. That is syndicationsuperstars.com. Look forward to 2 more episodes next week. See you then. Have you always wanted to invest in real estate but didn't have the time, didn't know where to find the deals, couldn't get the funding, and didn't want tenants calling you? Since 2006, I've been buying income-producing properties in great locations that provide us with consistent passive income while we wait for appreciation in the future and take advantage of tax laws while we're waiting. And unlike your financial advisor, we invest alongside our investors in every property we purchase. Check out investwithharborside.com. If you like the idea of investing in real estate, if you like the idea of passive income, partner with us at investwithharborside.com. That's investwithharborside.com.
Nothing in this episode should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Any investment opportunities mentioned on this podcast are limited to accredited investors. Any investments will only be made with proper disclosure, subscription documentation, and are subject to all applicable laws. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of Syndication Superstars LLC exclusively.